This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect our office's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in these three fields, all in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on the current trends and issues facing the Garden State. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
On August 12th, at a white supremacist protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, James Alex Fields Jr. drove a car into a group of counter-protesters, killing one and injuring 19. Fields was photographed with members of Vanguard America, a white supremacist organization, and was wearing their signature uniform of khakis and a white polo shirt, carrying their shield. Vanguard America attempted to distance themselves from Field and stated he was not a member of their organization. Today, we're going to talk about Vanguard America with one of our analysts, Paige, who recently wrote a product about the group. My name's Dean Barada, and welcome to Intel Unclassified, a podcast from New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. So, Paige, this is probably the first time many Americans have heard the name Vanguard America. Can you tell us a little bit about the group?
Yes, thanks for having me, Dean. So Vanguard America is explicitly a neo-Nazi organization. There were attempts in the beginning to soften their message, to not be so obviously Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany affiliated, but over time they've made their dedication to that ideology clearer and clearer. The leader of the group is from the Marine Corps. He's a veteran. He's from New Mexico, and he's led the group since 2016. Blood and Soil is the slogan that the group stands by, and it's a reference between territory and folk and dates back to Nazi Germany and Hitler's regime. So this idea of folk or kin in relation to territory is translated into U.S. terms. It basically means white people on American soil and that connection between the two. The leader of the group describes the organization as fascists. He claims they're allied, although not directly, with other groups like the KKK, Ku Klux Klan. The group claims about 200 members in 20 states, including New Jersey, and the leader has said that the New Jersey chapter is among his largest and most active chapters nationwide. The group is very active on social media, particularly Twitter, but over the past 6 months, we've seen the group expand beyond just internet-based activity to attending violent protests, distributing propaganda, and intimidating minority populations.
And how does this group go about getting new members?
Vanguard America has distributed flyers nationally to recruit new members. So they've primarily targeted educated males between the ages of 18 and 24. The group has posted flyers in universities in at least 10 states, including at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, Princeton University, and the County College of Morris. Vanguard America is different from white supremacist groups of the past and really is focused on attracting this new generation of membership. Educated, clean-cut males are preferred, although they do have a women's division focused on breeding and grooming a new generation of white children. Face tattoos are discouraged, as well as criminal histories. So this is in stark contrast to other active white supremacist groups we've seen, but rest assured, the ideology and what they believe in is still very similar to what we've seen in the past.
So in other words, same old Nazis with a new uniform.
Absolutely. Same ideal, same fear of white genocide and multiculturalism and this strict adherence to keeping the European blood pure. They've just kind of changed their outfit a little bit, and they make sure there's no face tattoos, and they're shooting for an educated class of people. But yes, frankly, still the same ideology.
You mentioned earlier that the group is involved in intimidating minority populations. What exactly does that mean?
So the group has actively distributed hate-related propaganda on facilities that are either synagogues, Islamic centers, or cultural institutions in an attempt to intimidate minority populations. So we've seen them go to synagogues and post anti-Semitic flyers, some of which state "say no to Jewish lies." So that message is clear and implicit. It's posted right on their facility in their buildings. In New Jersey, Vanguard America has distributed this type of propaganda on at least four occasions. Most recently, in July, a Vanguard America banner was posted in front of a Holocaust memorial in Lakewood Township. The banner stated, "Hebes," which is a derogatory name for Jewish people, will not divide us. And Hebes itself was outlined with three parentheses, and we refer to that as the echo. So the echo is used online to distinguish Jews for intimidation and harassment. So the message is pretty clear, right? We're going to post this banner on a Holocaust memorial, and we're going to basically say Jews will not divide us.
Which is sort of a play on the theme that we saw in Charlottesville when they were among other white supremacists who were sort of walking around with their tiki torches and chanting that Jews would not replace them. And there were Vanguard America members there as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So the night before, when we saw the footage of, you know, at least 100 white supremacists marching with tiki torches, you'll notice that a lot of them are wearing the khakis and the white polo shirt attributable to Vanguard America, as well as stating their slogan, blood and soil. So they were saying Jews will not divide us, blood and soil, Russia is our friend, among a number of different slogans they used that night.
So James Alex Fields Jr., the guy who ran his car into a group of protesters, he was photographed with Vanguard America gear, wearing their outfit, carrying their shield, but they say he's not part of their group. What do we know about that?
So reportedly, Fields held racist ideals. So according to the media, he was fond of the neo-Nazi ideology and Adolf Hitler based upon interviews with former teachers and classmates. Vanguard America has distanced themselves from him. But the reality is he came there that day to hang out with that group specifically. It's not like Vanguard America was the only white supremacist group that he could have chosen to spend his time with. So he was in their outfit carrying their shield. And I think that speaks for itself, that that was his crew that day. So they can say that he isn't a member, but it's obvious that that's where he felt most comfortable during the protest.
And obviously, if their story is true, none of the members ever said, who are you? Why are you standing here, right? Which is what you would expect from most other organizations if somebody just popped in wearing your gear. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it was the more the merrier that day. And Vanguard America, this isn't the first protest they've attended, and it certainly probably won't be the last. We should expect in the future to see them at events concerning Confederate symbols, free speech rallies, and anti-Muslim protests.
Paige, thank you very much. And if you'd like to find out more about this organization, we have a product on our website about them, and you can read that there.
Thanks for having me, Dean.
Thank you.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.